This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Source Trunk. Your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to Source Trunk episode 19, recorded on the 8th of April 2007. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking random open source software and give it a little review. I'll be drinking a cuvée des trolls with this episode. A cuvée des trolls is, cuvée means enough to fill a vat full. And a troll is a troll like you have in games like Warcraft and stuff like that. And the bottle has a nice jumping troll on it, a nice drawing of a jumping troll. It's a very nice golden blonde beer. It doesn't have any additives, no preservatives, nothing. And it's supposed to have a very natural taste. It comes from a microbrewery with a very lovely website. Check it out on sourcetrunk.com, filled with trolls who are brewing the beer for you. I'm just going to try it now, and it looks very lovely. And it's not bad. Not bad at all. It's brewed with blonde malts. It has 7% alcohol, and I think I'll enjoy this one. Let's go.
System tools.
Beryl. It's a window manager with a lot of whistles and bells. When you have Vista and the new Arrow and Glass and all that stuff, then you really have something eye candy-like on your desktop. macOS X has that for a long time. They have Entourage and jumping windows and a very nice working environment. It's really something you can work with and enjoy at the same time. Well, for Linux, for a long time, there wasn't anything like that. Now there is. Beryl is the new project for the Quinstorm branch of Compiz, and Compiz is where it all started with. I'm just going to say a few words about Compiz. Compiz uses the OpenGL acceleration to make itself a very nice window manager. So you can compare it with the Exposé of macOS X. You can compare it to the Alt-Tab application switcher in Vista. Most NVIDIA cards and ATI cards can work with Compiz. And nowadays, even Intel cards and mobile Intel cards can work with Compiz. So you can even use it on your lower-end laptop. Beryl is a spin-off from Compiz. And you can see it as a very good spin-off with, I think, more features and better performance. And luckily, there is a merger ahead for the Compiz and Beryl group, because I was feeling a bit annoyed, not too happy about the fact that I was going to review Beryl while Compiz was really the project that started it all. But normally Beryl and Compiz will merge back together into one project, so I don't have to feel bad about the fact that I'm reviewing Beryl. The installation, well, I tried to install Compiz 5 months ago, and it was really hard to do. It wasn't that easy. Now it's really easy to install. Beryl didn't want to work with my Fluxbox, which was a bummer, so I had to install GNOME. You can install KDE, I prefer GNOME. I wasn't paying attention, and I did a apt-get install GNOME, and it installed all the GNOME apps as well. Gone was my Debian Lite that I built from scratch, but that's not a problem, because I'll just apt-get remove them later on. After the installation, I got graphical user interface controls, and that is very handy. You've got the Beryl settings manager, you've got the Beryl manager, and you've got the Emerald theme manager. As I said, the installation was not very difficult. You just have to install some packages, and then you have to tweak the xorg.conf file a little bit to get it all started. But there are a lot of how-tos to do it. Et voilà. There we have Beryl working on your desktop and very nicely indeed. Practical use. Well, I'm just going to give a few nice examples with what it can do, because there's really too much about it. You can't even see it, so I'll have to keep it short to make it really clear. You have, in a Linux distribution window manager, most of the time you have four viewports. And those are the desktops you can switch from. You can have one desktop that has your mail applications and your chat applications. From there on, you can switch to another viewport, another desktop, where you have your browser or your terminal. So you can use four viewports even more on your desktop. But for Beryl, let's keep it to four viewports. You can normally use Control Alt arrows to go left or right, and then you can scroll to your other viewports. With Beryl, it's really nice. You have like a cube which switches. You really see the corners of the cube switch on your screen, which gives you a really nice 3D experience. You can do it by the mouse as well. You can do Control Alt left mouse, and you can spin the cube slowly or very fast. And even the application windows come out a bit to the front, so they detach from your desktop in 3D mode. I know it's very difficult to explain this without you even seeing it, but well, it'll have to do for now. You can even tweak the cube. That means you can put little backgrounds behind the cube, you can make the cube transparent, and then you can even see through the cube, and you can, if you want to, look from inside the cube to all your different applications on your desktops. Why would you do a thing like that? Well, the first time I saw it, I really said, okay, this is eye candy, it is not functional in any way. But if you work a bit with it, you really appreciate the way you're hovering through your screens and you're switching from one viewport to the other. It's really nice to do so. Then you have stuff you can do with your windows. You can scroll on the title bar and you'll see that the window will slide a bit away. You can make your windows completely transparent. You can alt scroll on them and they will be more transparent or less transparent, putting windows in the background that you don't want to use right now, but you can still see them in a small way because they're very, very transparent. In this way, you can organize your complete desktop. Now, I did a little test with the cube thing as well. I played a little movie on one viewport, and then I was playing with the cube, turning it around, and see if the movie would still keep on playing. And it did. With a really low-end computer, it even kept playing very fluently. I was looking at the back of the movie because I was looking through it, transparent mode. It's really crazy. It's Beryl is very, very nice. Another thing that's not only eye candy but very useful as well is making your windows into little thumbnails. So you can make all your windows be next to each other in little thumbnails, and then you can immediately choose the window you want to work with and it will pop up in front of you. You can do real eye candy stuff like water effect, and then your mouse will leave a little trail, a little ripple effect on your screen. My video card is too old to do it, so I haven't seen it in action. You can do the ALP tab switching. So in a little strip, all your applications are visible and you can browse through them and the video keeps playing in a really small window. You can resize your windows. There I had a little problem because I lost complete menu of my Firefox web browser. You can zoom in and out of your desktop to get a close look at an application. Very, very, very neat stuff and sometimes even useful stuff. Now, the settings manager is really useful as well because you can tweak your complete desktop environment in lots of ways. There are over 100 things you can tweak to your liking. There's even multi-monitor support. It's really endless. You have three different window decorations you can use: emerald, heliodor, and aquamarine. So you're free to do what you want with the desktop when it comes to the decorations. Well, I'm not going to go on about this because you really have to see it. So try to install it for yourself. And if you don't want to install it, go to YouTube, for example, and get yourself some videos about Beryl. Then you really see what I'm talking about. Some negative aspects, well, not really, but I'm a little purist when it comes to my desktops, and this is really too much eye candy. But for most of you, for other people who really love this kind of environment, this is really something to check out. The offer, well, Compass was made by David Reeveman, Matthias Hopf, Dave Arley, Adam Jackson, and John Smirl. Beryl is the spin-off of Quinn Storm. Some tips: if you have a slow system like mine, then you can switch from 24 bits mode to 16 bits mode, and this will make things really smooth and really fast, even on low-end machines. The availability, according to the site, in the order of installability, you could use Saboyon Linux, that's the official Beryl distro, Nopix, Fedora Core, Gentoo Linux, Ubuntu, OpenSUSE, FreeBSD. I don't think NetBSD or, God forbid, OpenBSD will support this. Maybe they do, but OpenBSD, not too sure, because it really takes some drivers, closed proprietary drivers, to get it working. Debian, well, it's not mentioned, but hey, I've got it running on a Debian system, so no problems there. The latest release is Beryl 0.2.1. It has been released on March the 18th of 2007. You can get it at www.beryl-project.org. The license is GNU General Public License. You can support it by joining the development if you want to, or donate to the developers and just go to the site where you can find out how to support this really nice project.
Educational software.
Elpix. Well, this is not really an application. It's a distribution, but since it is Linux, it's completely open source. And too good not to talk about it. What it is? Well, Elpix is a Linux Live system to prepare for the exams of the Linux Professional Institute Certification Program, the Elpic. This certification program was made by the LPI, the Linux Professional Institute, and it's a non-profit organization that provides vendor-independent professional certification for Linux system administrators and programmers. In the LPIC system, you have three levels. You've got the junior level administration, that's LPIC 1. You've got intermediate level administration, that's LPIC 2. And you've got senior level administration, that is LPIC 3. I recently passed the 101 and 102 exams, so I may call myself a junior level administrator. And since I don't really like to be called junior at my age, I'm already cramming for LPIC 2 and LPIC 3. And this LPIC CD is really going to help me a lot with that. Now, first off, why would you get certified? This is really a short question, and you can have a lot of answers to that. And most system administrators or amateurs or people who love Linux or other distributions or other stuff that you can get certified for have all different answers to that. Most of the time, the companies don't care if you're certified or not. But there's a new trend. The employers start to pay attention to certifications. And Linux certification is also getting more attention than it used to. For me personally, I believe in certification because it really forces you to dig a bit deeper in the syntax and correct procedures. And normally, you wouldn't do that out of your own. I remember one segment of the study I had to do for the exam that was really, really utterly boring. But it helped me just recently when I was doing an intervention on a Sun Solaris cluster. And it really made me snicker while I was doing that. So it can help. Now, what do you need exactly to pass a good exam. The first thing you need are objectives. You have to know exactly what to cram. You need as well a good manual or even a good certification manual. And you need some test exams to test if you are ready to take an exam, to see how poorly you've been studying or how good you are prepared for the exam. And you need, of course, a Linux distribution to tinker with. Now, the Elpix Live CD or DVD has all that and more in one live Linux distribution. Elpix is based on the live Nopix distribution. It's crammed with objectives, manuals, test exams, and even the live distribution itself, on which you can tinker away. Now, you can mess up your distribution completely, because all it takes is just a little reboot, and you can start with a fresh distribution. No need to mess up your own pretty distribution while testing for the exam. There is a live CD and a live DVD. I tried the live DVD and it's really crammed with software as well. You've got a lot of text editors. You've got GVim, Kwrite, Kate, Nano. You have, of course, all the games available on the all the small games available on Linux distribution. You've got all the graphical applications, the GIMP, KGhost View, KView, KUKA, Xsane, GCam, Xcam, XPDF, Xsane. You've got remote desktop connection on it, Nessus vulnerability scanner, and you even got the Beryl settings manager. Yes, Beryl is installed by default on this Elpix distribution. It's really packed with software, so you'll get lost on this DVD. If it's the first time that you are working with Linux, well, maybe it's not that bad to use the Elpix CD, because you'll get a grasp of the power of the software that is available for Linux. Now, some negative aspects and wish lists. Well, it's an early start. And it's a very nice one. So the project is just beginning. In my opinion, it feels like it's just Nopix with just the manuals and exams put onto it. Okay, there's a lot of documentation, but it would be, in my opinion, better if they would just tailor the distribution a bit more towards the fact that you are cramming for exams. Put less software on it that you will not be needing to study. It really has a lot of extra stuff that you not necessarily need. The fact that it's a live distribution is very good, but on the other hand, when you're going to study the kernel installation and stuff like that, if you reboot, everything is lost. So you still need a system that is not live on a CD, but live on a hard drive to tinker with. So the idea of the complete distribution as a complete packet to prepare for gets a bit lost. But then again, it's a very nice distro and it's a very, very good project that puts all the information you need for free in one nice distribution, really. If you're thinking about doing the exams, the Elpix certifications, then you really need this DVD or CD, because it has everything you need. The offer is Carl Schock. The availability, it, like I said, is a Nopix live CD, so you can just boot it on every PC you want, and even on Mac OS X with Parallels, for example. The latest release is 1.0. It has been released on the 7th of February of this year. And you can get it at elearnit.de. Yes, it's a German site. Elearnit, E-L-E-A-R-N-E-T.de. You can find the link on sourcetrunk.com. The license is GPL. Now, how can you support it? Apparently, you can buy an extra set of 101 exam tests. So that's one way to support this project. Like I said, I'm still a bit unsure how to feel about it. But if it helps putting more Linux professionals on the market, way to go. And if you're not planning to do such a thing, then just wish me luck on my 201 exam in, I think, 1 month from here. Okay, the Tech Podcast Network have completely redone their site. You really have to check it out because it's completely reinvented with lots of cool features, and it has a really good way of finding other technical podcasts. Check it out on techpodcasts.com. Okay, let's wrap it up. Leave your comments on sourcetrunk.com or mail me directly via sourcetrunk@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with Japan by The National Pool. Thanks for your time and good hunting.
I'd look up and smile and sip my